Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast. And I'm just checking in on you. What's going on? I don't know how much you heard of that before. Nia was just yelling at me. She's over there packing. I'm like, when are you going to be done fucking packing so I can do the podcast? Jesus Christ, did you bring enough shoes, Nia? Did you bring enough dresses, Nia? Oh, what the fuck was that? Was this an American coin? what's going on? Checking in on your week. How's your week going? Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful? My little vacation is winding down here. A must-deserved rest and relaxation, respite. Whatever the fuck people say. I had a good time, but I'm a workaholic, so, you know, 5 days in, I'm like, all right, Dad, has anybody got any lumber they needed chopped? I have difficulties fucking relaxing, as everybody would say. Yeah, if you're going to walk around giving me shit, you're going to really affect, you're bringing the negative vibes. So the other day, Nia, we went down to the beach, and I did what I usually don't do. I got into a sea. This is the difference. See, I don't fuck with the ocean on any level, as you people know. But all of a sudden now, it was the Mediterranean Sea. I'm like, oh, well, you know, you never hear about sharks in a sea. From sea to shining sea. Whatever song that is, there's not one word about a shark, right?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. For spacious skies.
Is that the Star Spangled Banner?
For amber waves. Oh, that's not the fucking Star Spangled Banner. That's,
what is it?
Isn't that all beautiful? Or is it called Amber Waves of Grain? For purple mountains,
man. Oh, does that Star Spangled Banner? Yeah,
but that's not in that song.
For
spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.
Oh, okay. So then
Murka, Murka. God shed his grace on thee. After the genocide and some slavery, we built some skyscrapers for the upper
1%. So what song is that?
That's America the Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I believe Katy Perry did a cover of it, didn't she?
What?
One of those girls with the big eyes.
Nobody covers
Big Eye Magoo.
National anthems.
Oh, it's not a fucking national anthem. It's a patriotic song. Dun dun ba da bum 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 bum. Right?
Okay.
One. Okay. So, anyways, so we go down to the Mediterranean Sea, and I say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going in. I'm gonna fucking swim in. I swear to God, my heart has never been fucking racing like that in a body of water in my life. I have my little swimming goggles, right? I got my head shaved, so I look like I'm gonna go fucking compete against the dude with the bong in the 400 meters. I have not watched 1 second of the Olympics, and I gotta tell you, I don't feel like I'm missing anything. You know what I love about the Olympics? They get all this sports no one gives a fuck about out of the way once every 4 years. All right, here they are. Somebody on skis with a rifle. Cross-country ski. Diving. Hey, what are you into? You watch football? You watch hockey? Nah, I'm into diving. Does your daughter do it? Nah, I'm just into it. The triple pike position, Nia? Remember that time Greg Louganis banged his head off the fucking... The board, that was the first epic fail before YouTube even existed. There was some gay guy diver who had a problem with his junk would come flying out, you know, because he had it so extra fucking small, evidently, or he's got a huge dick.
What are you talking about?
This fucking guy, he said his manhood would be doing the little fucking Twizzlers there in the air, whatever they call them.
He was gay?
He was gay, yeah.
Who says?
They said. He said.
They who?
What, is he got to blow a guy in the platform? There's gay people and they dive sometimes. Some of them are architects. When are you going to open your mind up to the fact that gay people can do all sorts of things? Jesus. What's it like to be married to a fascist?
Hey.
Oh, speaking of fascists, you know what's fucking hilarious I've noticed over in Europe? You get into a fascist country, and the elevators, they don't play that game where it's starting to close and you stick your arm in it. They're just like, "Once you are too late." And they just like, "Oh, shit, this thing's going to chop my fucking arm off." You're in the allied countries, right? The elevator starts to close. You can kind of do the old, "Hey, hey, easy there, easy. I decide, not you." Dude, fucking Germany and Italy. I made the mistake two times of trying to do the, "Oh, yeah, let me stick my fucking arm in here." And it quickly became like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And I was barely able to get it. Actually, it started to open again. It does open back up, but it's really aggressive. Really aggressive. So anyway, so we're down there. Should I tell them about your girlfriend, Nia, that you couldn't stop fucking staring at down there? Jesus Christ. So it was definitely... It was definitely, what would you say, Nia? European cut fucking swimsuits?
Oh, my goodness.
The tribute to fucking Brazil?
It was straight up G-string thongs at that beach.
Yeah.
Sun's out.
I know. I like how you kept trying to subtly catch her in your fucking videos.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You're a fucking pervert.
No, I didn't.
But because you're a woman, you won't get called on it.
No, I was not trying to.
You are a creep.
I'm not a creep.
You go to sleep. Yes, you are.
I'm not a creep. She was just very good looking. And I appreciated her beauty.
Anyway, so I go to go.
Woo!
I got to go swim in.
Sexy motherfucker.
I go to go swim in the fucking Mediterranean. I go in there. First of all, the water's, you know, it's a little more choppy. I'm more of a pool guy, okay? There's no current in a pool. And I went in there, and Jesus Christ, my fucking... The second I put those fucking goggles on, I looked down. I saw these little fish swimming. My brain literally goes, what eat little fish? Bigger fish, right? Like, what's his face? Danny DeVito in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What are we going to do with these little fish? And he smiles. He goes, "Catch the big fish," right? I just kept thinking bigger and bigger and bigger fucking fish till I got the sharks. And there was this little... They had this little roped-off area. They had a little tarp there just in case one of these fucking monsters decided to swim in. But there was an open area because they was also bringing in these boats. And I just pictured one of them, like, looking over... Because where I was, you could see the bottom, but if you looked, the creepiest look ever when you're in the ocean or a sea is like out to sea or out to the ocean.
What is the difference between an ocean and a sea?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, Nia, because that completely derails what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know what they are. They're both gigantic. So anyways, when you look out and it gets into deeper water and just becomes a darker blue and disappears... I just kept picturing one of those sharks just coming into view, doing that little fucking, you know, sharks swim with their fucking asses moving. It's like the old rollerblade impression I do, Nia, when the people would set up the cones and they'd turn around backwards and their ass would go, as they went through the cones, right? That's how sharks swim, except they go frontwards. I was just picturing one of them fucking coming in. Ugh. My heart was fucking racing. Although you took video of me, Neil. I was very impressed how I looked when I swam.
You're a very strong swimmer.
I'm a good swimmer. Oh, freckles.
Two Italian people told you there's no sharks.
Okay.
Well, one Italian person told me and another Italian person.
Okay, now let's look this up, okay? Let's look this up right now. Sharks in the Mediterranean Sea in the...
Well, specifically where we are.
Oh, yeah, no, I looked it up. Like, not only are they in the Mediterranean seas, see, the most attacks are off the coast of Italy.
So why are they all saying that there's no sharks?
Because this is a tourist trap, Nia. Where we're at is a fucking tourist trap, okay? So they're just like that fucking guy who wants the beaches open in Jaws. Okay, everybody's got to come down. They got to buy their magnets. They got to buy their fucking plates with lemons on it. Because this region is known for lemons, so everything has to have lemons on it.
Really? I didn't know. They don't tell you that every 5 minutes. Yeah.
Like I say, the food has been outstanding.
Amazing.
And the lemonadas have been crazy.
Fantastic.
Little slushies, right?
Granitas.
Oh, my God. Having a good time. What about that fucking dessert we had the other night?
That
looked like a fucking titty. It was like Trace Leche cake, but it was lemony, and then on top they had this cream, and then for whatever reason,
the lemon sponge cake.
Yeah, they put like this red looking something or other that looked so like a nipple. Yeah, there was a little mound there.
Okay.
It was delicious.
Who's the pervert now?
The second I said it looked like a titty, it died laughing. It's exactly what it looked like. Not a real titty, like a mannequin titty. All right. The 47 shark species that lurk in the Mediterranean. Okay. And one of them, guess what? It's the great white shark. All right. Shark attacks around the world map. Let's look at this. And we all know in Australia, someone gets taken, as they say. Why should we be worried about the rise in shark attacks? I love how they're going to blame the sharks. It's like, maybe if we didn't fish out the ocean, they'd have more food options, you stupid cunts. Spike in shark attacks. North and South Carolina see one or two shark attacks per year on average. In the last month, there have been 8. No one has been killed, but there is no such thing as a casual shark. I don't know what this is, 2015. Wait, let me get back to the Mediterranean Sea. 47 different types of species. Where the fuck are they? How to survive a shark attack? Stay on the land. All right, European countries. Number of shark attacks since 1900. Number of fatal attacks. Number one, Nia, Italy. 50. 11 have been fatal. So basically every year and a half or so, probably a little bit less, somebody gets bit by a shark. Do you want to be that person? I don't. The UK had 38. Nobody died. Those tough, pasty bastards. Spain, 33. 7 people died. You knew people would die. They're so dramatic there, especially when they play soccer. Croatia, 25. And then 12 people died. Almost half the people bit off Croatia. Almost half of them died. That's because they're so fucking macho. They probably tried to fight the thing instead of getting out of there. I must break you. I have no idea what people in Croatia are like. Just anybody in Eastern Europe to me is Dolph Lundgren. All right. Greece, 24 attacks. 13 people died. France, 10. 3 people died. Portugal, 8. 1 died. Malta, 5. 3. Jesus Christ. Russia, 4. 0. Yeah, you can't kill those bastards. Montenegro, 3 and 2. Sharks found in the Mediterranean. Angel shark, angular rough shark, Atlanta cat shark, basking shark, big-eyed six-gill shark.
Are you really going to read all those?
Is that a nickname? Big-eyed threat? Let's just get to the ones that everybody knows.
Nobody cares about that.
Blue sharks. A dusky shark. Hammerhead. Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah, they're real friendly. Great white shark. Mako, milk shark, nurse hound, Portuguese dogfish, sandbar shark. All right, a lot of these, I guess, are not that intimidating, or at least they haven't gotten a shot. I mean, what if, like, the great white shark, Nia, is just like white people, where they get all the good roles in shark movies, so that's why they made one about them, and then all these other ones are like the minorities, so no one ever hears about the sharp-nosed seven-gill shark. What does that sound like to you as far as a person? Is that Dominican?
People would rather listen to me zip up my luggage than hear you read off a list of sharks.
You know, that's really mean. It's not supportive. Huh? What are you talking about? You fucking said there's no sharks or shark attacks, and there is. And then you're like, oh, the people here go, there's no shark attack. What do you think they're going to say, Nia? You think they're going to stand down there going, get out of the water, freaking everybody out? Standing there in a little Speedo. Oh, Jesus Christ. We saw some fucking people that needed to be in a bathing suit, and we saw some people that did not need. And I'd forgotten about that one guy, and you fucking brought him up again.
At dinner? Hairy ass?
Oh, my good God, all fucking mighty. It's one of the most horrific fucking things I've ever seen.
A lot of hair. A lot of hair.
Yeah, he had like a taint afro coming out of the bottom of his fucking stupid-ass shorts, just standing right in front of us.
Tafro.
It's like, will you get, did you say Tafro?
I did.
Oh, God. So anyways, I've been out of the country for a while, and I found out from another American here, this guy from Chicago, that Milan Lucic got traded to the Edmonton Oilers.
What?
Fuck you. I didn't know that. You got a 7-year contract. You know, they got some young talent over there. So then I'm like, well, who did the Bruins sign? Like a fucking dope. Like, how many times do I have to get excited about who the Boston Bruins are going to sign? I know who they're going to sign. They're going to sign a bunch of fucking nobodies, like they always do, because the ghost of Harry Sinden's still in there, and they don't want to spend any fucking money, ever. Can we ever go out and pick up a superstar? We never do. We always go out and get 6 really good people. And then a couple of people, like, who the fuck are they? So we signed some fucking, I don't know, we signed some goaltender. We signed this kid from St. Louis. He seemed decent. He scored 20-something goals, 30-something goals at one point. Will we ever sign a 50-goal scorer, Nia? Huh?
I hope so.
No.
Oh.
Never do that. PK Subban comes along. We ever going to fucking sign a guy like now? The only time we get a guy like that is if we get lucky. You know, nobody knew who fucking Chara was. No one knew who the fuck he was when we signed him. He was just this big 6'7" fucking goof tripping over himself in the capital of Canada, up there in Ottawa, right? And everybody up there in Ottawa, they're so goddamn quiet and forgiving. It's a transient fucking state. Nobody's from Ottawa. You go there and you try to push your legislation through to for the fucking syrup bill, whatever the fuck it is that people go do up there, and they had no idea who this guy was, and we got him and he was a steal. I can't remember the last fucking time the Boston Bruins went out and signed a fucking sniper. I can tell you this, though. We've given away more of those fucking guys in my life. Joe Thornton, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Tyler Seguin, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That's what constantly sending 40-goal scorers, tell them to pack their bags, and we always question their toughness. Or there's some rumor about their partying, and it's fucking bullshit. At the end of the fucking day, you know what it is? We don't want to pay them. We don't want to pay them, Nia. Eh, I swear to God, if the Bruins ever went on fucking vacation, if the franchise went on vacation, they'd rent a fucking trailer. That's what they would do. Why should we pay for a fucking hotel room? You know, this just keeps us driving when we're fucking... When it rains out, it has a roof. I can't remember the last time I was excited about anybody they fucking signed. But every fucking summer, I'm like, we got rid of that guy? How under the fucking cap are we? I don't have any of these fucking numbers, by the way. I have no idea. I have no idea. I just don't understand. I fucking... Let's see who the Sabres signed. Let's see. Kyle Okposo. I don't know. Okposo? I have no idea who this guy is. I have no idea who any of these fucking people are. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I should shut the fuck up because I don't know who anybody is anymore. Let's see. Calgary Flames signed a bunch of nobodies. Ah, who gives a shit? Like, half these fucking people did. You know, can these fucking Europeans stop coming into the league with their goddamn Transylvanian names? Even if they're good, I mean, they have to score like 900 goals before you finally know how to say their name. At least me, anyways. Oh, good. Did you sign Jordan Tutu? That's a name? T-O-O-T-O-O? You know, if he scores a bunch of goals, they'll say Jordan was too much for the fucking who gives a shits last night. Sorry. All right, let's get to the... let's get to some of the reads here for the week. All right, here we go. The Tim Ferriss Show, everybody. Did you guys know the Tim Ferriss Show was selected as one of iTunes' best of 2015? I just said tutu like that guy. The podcast has been downloaded by more than 80 million people, or 80 million times. And in each episode, Tim deconstructs world-class performers from every walk of life, business, sports, investing, and more, to find the tools, tactics, and routines you can use. Favorite books, check. Morning routines, check. And that's just the beginning. Past guests include Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was that story? What's his face told? Bill Hader. Remember that, Nia?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Weathers. He ate the schnitzel. Laird Hamilton and serial billionaire Peter Thiel? Serial billionaire. Was he fucking killing people? The stories are captivating and the lessons will help you upgrade your life. Just visit 4hourworkweek.com/Tim. That's 4hourworkweek.com. F-O-U-R-H-O-U-R. Jesus Christ. Workweek/Tim. In case you don't know how to spell 4 hour. So I guess he interviews a bunch of successful people, and then they give you their secrets, and then you apply them to your life, and next thing you know, whose face is on the cover of the cereal box? Oh, I think that's you. All right, Helix, everybody. Helix, you're unique. You don't walk like everyone else, talk like everyone else, or sleep like everyone else. You don't go to a baseball game and sit in the bleachers and no one has any fucking idea whether you're there or not. You're special. So why is your mattress one size fits all? You stand out in the crowd as you sit there in your sweatpants eating a slice of pizza in Manhattan. They made that city for you. So why are you sleeping on a mattress that is made for your average run-of-the-mill fucking animal? I know why. I don't know why, but this next line explains why. Because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000 until now. Is that how much they cost? Well, I guess that's why I sleep on a regular mattress. Why would you spend $5,000 to $10,000 on something you're just going to, you know, you're not even going to remember being on it? Jesus Christ. What would you do with $5,000 to $10,000? Oh, she has her headphones on. She can't hear me. Nia, I'm way smarter than you. You're a dumb person, and you lucked out when you met me. Hey, sweetie, how you doing? You're so gorgeous, and everyone on the podcast misses you.
I heard you.
No, you didn't. Go to helixsleep.com. Answer a few simple questions.
And you mean Helix, smart guy?
Helix. And they'll run a...
It's Helix.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
How do you know?
Because that's how the word is pronounced. How do I know?
There was a fucking band. There was a band in the 80s called Helix.
It's not. I guarantee you, Bill, it's not the pronunciation of the band in the 80s that no one's fucking heard of.
Well, you're in a mood, huh? Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms they developed with the help of the world's leading ergonomics and biochemics experts. All I know is they just, Nia, you know what? This is what their side business is. Nia,
what?
They take this computer mold of your body, right? So they figure out what kind of mattress you do, and then they sell the mold to Asia, and they make those fucking sex suits, and then there's somebody over there fucking the mattress version of you. That's what they're doing over there, and it's an issue of national security. That's why we need to elect Trump. Do you know over in Asia, they're fucking a cadaver version of yourself right now. They're laughing at us, and they're charging us to do it. If I became president, there would be no more Asians fucking mattress versions of Americans. That's right. Make it great again. My tractor doesn't work. Make it great again. All right. The result, the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. How do you even realize that? You're asleep. And for couples, they customize each side of the mattress. What do you have, better dreams? Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week, and shipping is 100% free. Wait a minute. They take a fucking mold of your body, and they crank it out that fast? That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. You have 100 nights to try it out. Gross! And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you 100% refund. No questions asked. So go to helixsleep.com/burr and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/burr. Hey! Helixsleep.com/burr.
Helix.
There you go. Helix. Says the peanut gallery. Oh, Nene, it's one of my favorite reads ever. It's time for old Zip. Recruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Oh, no. You want to find the perfect hire. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, man. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single clip. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into Zip. To use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Burr. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Burr. One more time. Try it for free, and go to Zip. Recruiter.com/Burr. All right. One more. MVMT watches. When you're in your early 20s and 30s, money can be tight. If you're not careful, dressing well can quickly drain your bank account, like spending $400 to $500 on a department store watch. There's some brands out there charging insane prices for watches that aren't even worth it. Well, if you want to look great when you go out but still have money to buy him or her a drink, who the fuck is buying a guy a drink? Jesus fucking Christ. Check out movementwatches.com. Oh, I know, the gay divers whose junk come out when they spin around. Well, shit, if your dick's coming off, there's no way your fucking watch isn't going to fly off, right? I wonder if they can make a watch for that guy whose dick comes out. Check out movementwatches.com, all right? Originally founded by two broke college kids, not to be confused by two broke girls, which I started watching with Nia. And I can't even begin to tell you how soothing both of their voices are. I swear to God, if you had on a movement watch while watching Two Broke Girls, I would not be surprised if it, during the punchlines, it started to come apart. All right. Originally founded by two broke college kids, Movement Watches cut out the middlemen and their big brand retail markups in order to give you a stylish watch for an affordable price. Movement Watches start at just $95. A watch with department store quality for a fraction of the price. They're sleek and minimalistic, a modern twist on a classic style. Movement has grown organically purely by supporters like you. So join their more than 1 million social media followers and get a Movement watch today. People are following watches on social media. Go to MVMTWatches.com/Burr and they'll give you 15% off your entire purchase. MVMT Watches. Michael Vincent, Michael Thomas, Watches.com/Burr. All right, let's get back to the podcast. Hey, what do you do on the internet? Oh, I follow this watch company. I just can't get enough of it. My favorite days is when they have a new watch that comes out, and I get to see how they attach the strap to the face. Really? That makes me never want to talk to you again. Well, that's the deal. Maybe that's the brilliance of it. That's a good thing to say on a first date, and you don't want to be the dick to say you don't want to have a second date. Maybe you invite her out for a second date, going, "Hey, you want to fucking come over to my apartment and watch the goings on of MVMT watches online?" And if you just shut up right then and you really listen, you can hear it drying up across the table. Oh, Bill, that's disgusting. Oh, is it? Well, I'm sorry you're not an adult. Well, here's something I came across on the internet, so you know it's got to be true. Just going through all these countries and shit, I don't even know how I got there. Like, each night I come home, I'm totally like, you know, I'm asleep, I've had a couple glasses of wine, and the next morning I wake up and I see the windows that I'm opened going, when the fuck was I looking at that? Like, for some reason, I started reading up on Leon Spinks. Oh, you know why? I know why, because the other night I was watching when George Foreman fought Ron Lyle. And I got to tell you, what's his face? It's like a Rocky fight, right? Howard Cosell is in rare form. He just shits on everybody. The fight starts and he goes, "A lunging, almost amateurish right hand from the challenger, from Ron Lyle. And whoever the fuck he's doing the fight with, I think it's Ken Norton. He reminds him like 7 times during that fight that George Foreman knocked him out. I thought at one point that what's-his-face was going to punch Howard. He just never gave into it. But he just goes, I would not describe this as an artistic endeavor. Oh, something, a boxing exposition. This is not. You got to watch it. It's an incredible fight. But anyway, so last night I started, I don't know, maybe I was reading about Quentin Tarantino and I got into fucking Inglourious Basterds. And I don't know if this is true or not, but evidently after the fucking war, right? And the world saw what the fucking Nazis did. They were like, well, someone's got to pay for this. They had the Nuremberg trials. And all they did was they basically, I don't know, it said amounted to about 24 individuals got punished. Some got life imprisonment. Some got put to death or whatever. And they say it takes more than 24 people to kill 6 million, obviously, right? So basically the amount of the fucking headache it was to bring these guys to trial and go through all the bullshit and put together the cases, they just said that that's it. That's too fucking big. There's too many goddamn people. We're also carving up the country, and we need these cunts to work for us. So the Allies kind of washed their hands of it, at which point some hardcore fucking Jewish people, what's that Matt Damon character near? He comes out with it every once in a while. He had the gun, and the fucking lady was like, get the gun out of the poster, because that's what makes people use guns. Jason Bourne. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. Get that gun off of that movie poster. Yeah, that'll solve the problem. That's what it was. I remember when Star Wars came out, and all these little kids went out and got fucking lightsabers and all that shit. I mean, good for that person for really taking the time to really address the issue and not make it about themselves. All right, plowing ahead here. So this group of Jason Bourne Jewish people got together and they're like, you know what? I don't think I'm satisfied with 24 of these Nazi cunts going down. And then allegedly they were like this fucking hit squad going around the fucking world, just tracking these fucking people down and having kangaroo court trials and fucking executing them. I don't know if this shit is true. It was such an amazing fucking story that I can't believe that if it was actually true, why this wouldn't have seen the light of day. These guys actually went to the point. One person they said they showed up to, he killed over 100,000 fucking people, and they gave him a rope. All right? And they let him do, they said, and let him do the decent, this is, what is it? Elkins describes how, for example, I'm going to fuck all these words up. The Nokmim tracked down to suburban Winnipeg, Canada, one Alexander Lack, responsible for the deaths of 100,000 Jews at the Estonian concentration camp. They waited for Lack's wife to leave on a cinema trip. You mean go to the movies? Then confronted him with the crimes and their intended punishment and let him do the decent thing and take his own life with a rope. What the f- And what, did they stage it like he was jerking off? I got to look this guy up. They at one point were going to try to poison the fucking water and just indiscriminately kill a bunch of fucking German people the same way that they had killed a bunch of Jewish people. I want to know why there hasn't been a bunch of shit talking about this, if this actually happened. Let me look this guy. What the fuck's his name again? Alexander Lack? Alexander Lack. Let's look this guy up. Let's see if his wife went to go visit the cinema and he took his own life with the fucking... No, but then they said that they all did it and they kept their mouths shut about it. So then how the fuck would I know about it? But then again, somebody took the time to type it. So, like, doesn't that mean it happened? All right, here we go. All right, Jesus. These guys all look fucking evil. Concentration camp commander. He's got a Wikipedia page. Was a lieutenant and the commander of the German occupation of Estonia. The estimates for number of Jews killed is widely varied. The Soviet investigators reached the conclusion that 2,000 to 3,000 were killed, but God knows they didn't like Jews, so that's probably at a zero to all of that, at least. But the number 5,000, as determined by Extraordinary State Commission 1944, was written into verdict. In modern sources, the number is 10,000. Some commentators have also given figures ranging from 100,000 to 125,000 to 300,000. However, such figures contradict the findings in Estonia, blah, 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 blah. Alexander Lack was also known to have arranged drunken orgies with inmates. Oh, Jesus. He emigrated to Canada after World War II in 1948. In 1960, he was implicated in the Holocaust trials in Soviet Estonia and exposed as living and a naturalized Canadian citizen under the name Alex Lack in Winnipeg, Canada. Okay. Thereafter, after reading of arrests of Jan Vick, Ralph Gerst for mass killing of mostly Jewish people while under Nazi occupation and being himself identified as a mass murderer, he apparently committed suicide by hanging himself in the garage of his home at 53. Ah. Israeli journalists claimed that Lack was in fact confronted one day after his wife had left their house to go to the movies. All right, so this indiscriminate website that I have no idea if it's true or not lines up with his Wikipedia page. So I'm going to say this is true. And I want to, is there a book I can read on this? Who doesn't like a good vengeance story? That's amazing. And just coming up on these fucking creeps. They had to have known when you do some shit like that, you got, every night when you got to be looking at down the driveway, even if you're in the middle of fucking Winnipeg. But if ever you would ever feel safe, you'd think, Winnipeg. I got to go fucking, who the fuck's going to go to Winnipeg? You know, Thunder Bay, Yellowknife. Jesus fucking Christ. Man, that's got to be a rough one. Like, let's say he did that. Let's just say he killed 2,000 to 3,000 people and forced them to have orgies. When you're taking your own life, you got to be thinking like, please God, don't let them be evil. If you said God, you'd believe in it. I'd be like, please don't let there be an afterlife. Because I'm going to the basement there. All right. That's the podcast. Just checking in on you guys. Thank you to everybody that's listening. By the way, I took over Nia's Snapchat yesterday. I don't know if it's going to disappear by then. I had sort of a good time doing it. I hated the whole fucking thing. I hate how you had 10 seconds to say what the fuck you had to say.
You should do it again.
That was annoying. What'd you say? Why should I do it again?
Because people love it. You need to get like a feel for it. I think once you get into the feel of it, you'll be really great at it.
Yeah, but I mean, I could probably say the same thing about changing a tire, but I don't want to be a fucking AAA guy. Right? That made no sense. Okay. That's it for the checking in on you. Enjoy this little music here, and then we'll give you some greatest hits from Monday Morning Podcast gone by. As always, if you'd like to contribute to this podcast but don't want to spend any money, if you ever go to Amazon going, hey, I think I'm going to go buy myself a Craftmatic adjustable bed, just go by the Bill Burr website first, billburr.com. Click on the podcast page. There's an Amazon link. Okay, it'll take you right to Amazon. It doesn't cost you any extra money. I just get credit for driving traffic there. Okay, if you'd like to do it, I appreciate it. If you don't, I understand. Have a great weekend, you cunts, and I'll talk to you on Monday there. All right.
Hey, what's up? It's Bill Burr. This is the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, August the 18th. And this is my second time recording this podcast. I did one this morning from Miami International Airport, and there was some sort of tropical storm, so I don't know what the fuck happened. I babbled for a half an hour. I said fuck a lot. There was a woman who looked like she was a mother. She was two seats away from me. I felt bad, but I continued to plow through it because it was a good podcast. And then I went to save it, and the fucking thing didn't save. I don't know what happened. I think that everybody was trying to dial out because it was a tropical storm, which basically means, oh, my God, it's raining. No, it's like, really raining. It's like, seriously raining. It's a fucking tropical storm. I don't know. You know what I mean? I got off the plane, and I saw some news clips of it. You know, they always show the deepest puddle. You know what I mean? Then they try and act like the whole place is like that. So anyways, I'm sitting in my Prius down the street from my apartment right now because I was going to go out and get gas, and then I realized they have a new law here that you can't drive around with your fucking cell phone up to your ear or you get a ticket, you know? So, you know what? I really had an urge to get rims on my car. You know, these, I don't know if you guys are all familiar with the Prius looks like. It basically, it's the fucking greatest car in the world. I totally recommend it. If you want a point A to point B, you know, if you don't want any whores hanging on you, this is the car. No, I'm serious, man. It's a fucking great car. The only thing that sucks about it is it has these little breath saver fucking tires and rims. And it's starting to affect my manhood. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, and this isn't even like, you know, who's got the biggest dick kind of thing. It's just more of a, you know, you don't want to have training wheels on your car, you know, four fucking training wheels. So I think I can get 18s on these. Fuck you. It's respectable. It's a hybrid, all right? That's equal to whatever you got on your fucking SUV. We think that makes you more of a man. Ooh, I got a big fucking truck. Like I couldn't afford that lease. They're giving those things away. I could drive one and a half. I could drive a fucking Suburban right now if I wanted to. I just choose not to. This is a choice, all right? See what I'm saying? It's really affecting. It's affecting my self-esteem. Anyways, if you're new to my page, if you're still on MySpace and you haven't defected to fucking Facebook, which, by the way, I guess when you fill out the information thing over there, this is the reason why I'm not on it. If you decide to be like, hey, fuck Facebook in the future, they're like, well, hey, fuck you. You can't delete your page. We'll take the page off, but we'll keep all the personal information about you. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. And that gets my conspiracy fucking head going. And the funny thing is I've never looked at the small print for MySpace, whether they do the shit too. But I don't know what's going on here. It's all leading towards the microchip in the back of your fucking head. I'm telling you. But anyways, if you're new to my page, I do one of these every fucking week, sometimes twice a week, if there's a tropical storm. In the airport that I'm in, basically last week, I worked the improv in Miami, Florida. I had a great time, and I got to tell you, man, Miami, that's just a town that you're supposed to fuck in. I can't even explain it. It's just the hottest fucking women I've ever seen in my life. It's, you know what it is? It's like a city that's moving forward, so it has that energy. But then it also has that laid-back Caribbean vibe and all these fucking hot-ass Cuban women walking around. Whatever the fuck you want, it's walking around down there with a fat ass and thick thighs and the goddamn half a dress on. It's ridiculous. You literally have to rub one out before you leave your fucking apartment or the comedy condo, wherever the hell I was staying, just so you can get to the damn comedy club. So, I had a good time down there. I definitely had a good fucking time, and I don't know. You know what? I actually quit drinking when I was down there because I went out Thursday night and it just, I met up with this couple who I partied with before and they didn't know that I wasn't drinking whiskey anymore because, as I've said in other podcasts, it's the fucking devil juice. So after the show, they had a Jameson set up for me and I didn't want to be rude because when you don't accept a drink from people, sometimes they get a little psycho like that dude in Columbus. You know who I'm talking about. Got the funny bone and fucking freaked out when I wouldn't drink the drink. Yeah, they get all like, oh, what are you, too big? You're too big now? Oh, well, you can't drink the fucking drink. I'm not drinking, asshole. How many times I got to say I appreciate you coming out to my show? I took a picture with you. I signed the fucking CD. I listened to you tell me some stories. What else do I got to do? I got to get inebriated with you? So anyways, that was this dude in Columbus. That had nothing to do with the couple in Miami. So whatever. So they give me a Jameson. I drink the Jameson. Of course, you got to wash it down with a Budweiser. And then I find out the dude manages a bar and he can get free drinks. And then it's fucking on. Okay? And I remember going into the bar, but I don't remember leaving. And I had to do radio the next day. So I'm just too fucking old to be doing it. So I'm on the wagon. I'm not like fucking going to meetings or anything like that. I'm taking a break. You know what I mean? You know when you get to that point in your life where you're just like, wow, am I in this room again? Am I really, really the fucking chick with the red wine breath is now breathing? Really, this is happening again? Again? Oh, the guy on coke. This room. I've been in this room. I hate this room. How many fucking times am I going to walk in here before I realize I stupid. Stone, stone, stone. All right, anyways. So anyways, this is the Monday Morning Podcast. I answer questions. I got a new segment on here called Underrated, Overrated that people are really responding to. And it's basically you just send me your list of stuff that you see in life or on television and pop culture in your own personal life, and you send me your list of shit that you think is underrated or overrated. I don't even know how this fucking segment started. It was really organic, which is why I like it. People are actually very rarely even sending me questions anymore. They're just more kind of sending these lists of shit here. But before I get into that, now that I've already babbled for fucking 8 minutes, 8 seconds, let me just whore myself out really quickly. If you look at the top of my page, I have a new special coming out called Why Do I Do This? It's going to be on Comedy Central, August 31st at 11 p.m., I got to put that in the graphic. I also filmed a YouTube video hyping the special that should be up on the page later on this week and up on YouTube. I don't want to tell you what it's called because I don't want to give away the joke or whatever the whole fucking thing is. But I got that going on, and I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey on September 29th, 30th, and 31st. So I'll be back in the New York area, which means I will be doing the Opie and Anthony Show radio program, the best fucking show out there that I really miss doing. The only fucking thing that I miss about in New York is doing that show and hanging out with those guys. So I'm really psyched. I think I'll be on there Thursday of that week, if not Thursday and Friday. I have no idea. And that's on XM 202 for all you punks in the middle of nowhere. All right, so that's it. So with that, let's get to the podcast questions. We'll do those first because the underrated, overrated is really fucking long. Let's see. Question. Hey, Bill. Oh, damn, that dude's got that fucking... Can you hear that? That's one of those guys who listens to hip-hop and you can't figure out why they listen to it. What the fuck? I guess I listen to it. But I have the decency to put the windows up. You know what I mean? If you're a nerdy-looking white dude like me and you're listening to hip-hop, put the fucking windows up, okay? Because I just looked over and I thought I was going to see 50 Cent. And I didn't. I saw, I guess his name was probably Chris. Actually, wait a minute. Isn't that fucking 50 Cent? Really? What the fuck is his real name? Curtis. Curtis Jackson. Christopher Wallace is Biggie Smalls. That should be a trivia question on, like, Jeopardy. I'll take rappers' real names for 200. You know what? I really wish I had a fucking rapper's real name. I answered to the name Sean Carter in the fucking early 90s. Who is Jay-Z? Go fuck yourself for 100. All right, here we go. The podcast questions for the week of August 18th with an F. All right, Bill, I recently discovered the entertainment value of going onto YouTube and doing a search for awful comedian or comedian bombing. They're basically videos where comics are doing 8 to 10 minute sets. They're not getting a single laugh, not even a pity laugh. And my favorite part is seeing how they deal with it. If I were ever to do an open mic and bomb like I know I would, is it better to just ignore what you and everyone in the room knows, namely how shitty I am, or just play it off? You have to address it. You have to address it. That is page one of doing stand-up comedy. Whatever is happening in the room, you have to address it, unless it's really small. You know what I mean? If somebody says something or drops a glass or does some bullshit, and only like that section hears it, and you're on a roll, don't address it. Because then you start talking to somebody, and the people in the back didn't hear it, and then it becomes a clusterfuck. So, yeah, if you start bombing, yeah, just address it. Just say anything, you know? I suck. I knew this was going to suck. I'll never do that joke again. Wow, that hurt. I can't feel my pancreas. Whatever you can, you know, just really, you know what? Go with honesty. Don't do those memorized lines. Like, hey, buddy, do I go down to the bus station? Oh, that was for heckles. Didn't I answer that last week? Just these fucking things are starting to overlap. All right, yeah, so if you go up on stage and you start bombing, definitely address it, okay? If you address it, it gives people hope that you're somehow a human being and you're aware. But when you just fucking plow through it, you really can get in trouble. A white crowd, suburban white crowd, they're actually going to feel worse than you, and they're going to start staring at the fucking floor. They can't even look at other people at their table. They're so uncomfortable with that type of shit. You know what I mean? Because they're in that world of fucking smiling. They're in the Truman Show, you know? The empty pursuit of knickknacks and always acting like, hi, how are you? Everything's great. So when they actually see a fucking painful moment that they cannot smooth over with an awkward laugh, then they just stare at the floor. If you're in front of more of a white trash, redneck crowd, you're going to get heckled. Fuck's wrong with you, buddy? Why don't you bring on the next motherfucker? And then you go to DEFCON 5, which is a black crowd. And what I've learned, which I might have mentioned in past podcasts, they're all starting to overlap. I've learned with the black crowd, they are going to have fun with or without you. That's what I learned. So either you bring it and they laugh with you or you don't. And then when your joke bombs, there's a 1.5-second pause of silence. And then everybody laughs because nobody laughed. And then... then whatever, I don't know how many minutes you got left in your set, but it's going to seem like the rest of your life. And, you know, I think I just broke out in cold sweats thinking about that. I've really had some fucking rough ones. Okay, next question. Bill, here's one for you. When was the last time Bill Burr had to throw the fisticuffs? Had to throw fisticuffs. When's the last time you fucking learned how to write a sentence? I think he was trying to say, Bill, when was the last time you had to throw fists? Or when was the last time you... what is the proper way to use fisticuffs? We're involved in some fisticuffs. Little Donnybrook. This guy sounds like a drunk 60-year-old. He's using fucking phrases from the 1920s. Alrighty. When's the last time I had to... I don't know. I fucking fought my brother in a Red Roof Inn I was like 35, so it was 5 years ago. I didn't fight him. I just tied him up because I'm older and more mature. And I didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? And before that, I think the last fight I had was with my same brother, probably during the grunge era. It was right as the Smashing Pumpkins had their big breakthrough album, and right after that and just before Kurt Cobain killed himself. All right, underrated, overrated. Let's see, what do we got here? For this week, all right, here's this one guy's list. This is his list for underrated. He said the Camaro. It's one badass car. I don't know how the fuck you think a legendary American muscle car like the Camaro is underrated. I mean, they're fucking bringing it back. That car was the shit from the late 60s right through to like 87, 88. And then it kind of became a joke. You know, the F-body. The only one that I think is underrated is the one from like the late 70s. You know, the Smoking the Bandit design, but the Camaro version, not the Trans Am. Remember, and there was three of them. They had the Sport Coupe, the Berlinetta, and the fucking Z28. And the Berlinetta was the middle one. I think you got a decent engine, but you had these granny fucking wire rims on it. I don't know. All right, more underrated shit. This guy thinks doing an Iron Cross in gymnastics is underrated. Oh, yeah, I can't tell you how many times I did an Iron Cross, and people were like, eh, whatever, I could fucking do that. This guy's list is starting off weak, but I like this one. He says Yoo-hoo is underrated. You know that chocolatey drink? He's like, look at the nutritional facts. It's not bad for you. Who fucking knew? The Iron, the Umbrella, Doc Martens, a good promotional pen. Ever had a pen from some place called Gus's Bathroom Fixtures that lasted you for 3 years? 3 years, the fucker was free. You know what? Yeah, I got one from a fucking dental office that I've been using for the last 6 years, but it's on my desk. I type a lot, so I don't know. Email Corey Feldman. This guy thinks Corey Feldman is underrated. And he claims the fucker never made a bad movie. And to defend that argument, these are the movies he lists. Gremlins, Goonies, Stand By Me. I'll give you that. That's a good one. Lost Boys. First of all, Lost Boys sucks. Okay, Lost Boys was good when it came out and I was fucking 18, 19 years old. But it did not hold up over time. You know what I mean? With those feathered fucking mullets that everybody had. Those things suck. Gremlins and Goonies, I never even saw. Those are kiddie movies. I guess if you're a kid, okay, I'll give you, they didn't suck, but come on, man. You know what you didn't, what about the one that he ended with that Dream a Little Dream of Me, and he did his Michael Jackson soft shoe tap dance at the end of the movie? That movie sucked, and you conveniently did not bring that up. But you know what is overrated? His drug use. I saw a thing about him. He only was fucked up for about 2 years, but it followed him forever. And that's the reason why. Young Guns 2, he says. Ugh. Really? Have you ever watched a Clint Eastwood, John Wayne, you know, The Magnificent Seven? Have you ever watched a real cowboy movie? Why don't you watch one of those fucking movies and then put on Young Guns 2? All right, with fucking Lou Diamond Phillips and Emilio Estevez. Jesus Christ. All right, more underrated stuff from other people. Eating at home instead of out. Even if you're eating shit, still more satisfying and it's cheaper 90% of the time. Guy says sci-fi horror movies from the 70s and 80s. Oh, okay. What did he say? Oh, yeah, RoboCop and The Fly, before they had all these psycho fucking, Speaking of psycho, I'm literally sitting here in the car, right? And I'm staring at my laptop, and two people just walked by looking at me like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? Is he homeless? Is he another struggling actor out here? You know what? I didn't do this guy's underrated thing justice here. He said sci-fi horror movies of the 70s and 80s. Most of the more recent computer effects-heavy films of this genre pale in comparison to intelligently made movies with realistic gore and effects like RoboCop and The Fly. RoboCop and The Fly were the shit. And I know what you're saying. You know what a great example? This isn't sci-fi, but that movie, A Perfect Storm. That movie, the book is unbelievable. The movie sucks. The whole movie, you're just waiting for the fucking wave, and that's it. Other than that, they didn't develop the characters, and I didn't give a fuck about anybody in it. And I like George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg and the guy who played the creepy fisherman. I liked him, too. Was John C. Reilly in there? I can't remember. This guy says hand jobs are overrated. There are a lot of factors with sex. It can often not live up to expectations. I find myself concentrating too hard on enjoying myself during blowjobs. Okay. All right. This isn't Dr. Drew. I'm just breaking your balls. But that was, yeah, I don't know how to make that funny. Concentrating too hard to enjoy myself. You start making those noises? Does she just want the hand job? You know something? A lot of women, you know something? There's a lot of women out there that do not know how to give a fucking hand job. And it's not their fault. The same way there's a lot of women out there sitting there like, ah, my guy really doesn't know how to go down on me. That's not his fault. You got to communicate. So, you know, teach a girl how to rub one out. Oh, God, what am I talking about? You know what? I got the windows up because I'm cursing and it's starting to get fucking hot in here. Maybe it was that last suggestion. All right, seltzer water is a beverage of gods. Think about it. It is water, but it's kind of like soda. You know what? I'm not going to think about it. Oh, that's right. You get some in your clothes and it takes the stain out. I don't fucking know. Popeyes is overrated, underrated, Upright Citizens Brigade. I never watched that show. You ever just see a show and you just don't want to watch it? You can't even figure out why? That was one of those shows. It's kind of like Tim Allen, Tool Time. The second I saw the set, the second I saw the couch on that show, I was just like, I don't want to watch this. I have no idea whether that's a good show or a bad show. I have no fucking clue. All right, let's get into overrated because these things are really getting long, and I feel like I'm just reading now and this isn't even funny. All right, overrated. Broadway musicals. Techno music. Japanese baseball players. Dude, that's fucking great. Whoever wrote that, that's great. That's great. They are overrated. Hideki Matsui, remember when he first came over here? What were they saying? Godzilla. Like he was going to hit 800 fucking home runs. He is definitely a fundamentally sound player, but, you know, I mean, he's good, but he was supposed to be the best Japanese player available at the time. He's definitely the best Hideki who ever played in the league. Because you remember the other one the Yankees had? Remember that? Hideki Urabu came over here. He came over here. Who's the fat one? Laurel Hardy. He looks like the Japanese version of the fat one. He had the magnets on his wrists. He fucking stunk. All those fucking Yankee fans had those rising sun fucking bandanas on their heads like he was going to keep the, well, I guess they kept the dynasty going anyways, but he sure as hell. Did he get a ring? Does anybody know? Could somebody answer that, whether he got a ring or not? Who else is in Ichiro? Well, there wasn't a lot of hype with Ichiro. But he is a Japanese baseball player. He's the shit. But that other guy, Kaz Matsui, I mean, you know, he bleached blonde his hair. He ended up looking like that guy who always wins that Nathan's hot dog eating contest. All right. I'm being a dick now. All right, BlackBerry phones, modern art, someone said is overrated. Yeah, I'd have to say it's overrated too. I don't like looking at something. I got to figure out what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? I get it on a certain level. But it's a lot of times, it's like, dude, you just sort of threw a bunch of paint on there. On-demand television is overrated because the shit hardly ever works. Jesus Christ. It's one of the truest things I ever heard. I got to agree with that one. I have really bad cable. Mexican restaurants. It's eating fast food with silverware. You know what? That's fucked up. I got to say that's fucked up. You know why? Because there's too many Mexican restaurants out there owned by white people. And there's something about Mexican food that you just, I don't know, you just throw a bunch of cheese on it and you use those fucking, whatever they are, the fucking, the round things. And if you know how to roll it up, people can just say it's Mexican food. Taco Bell ruined Mexican food. There has to be some good Mexican restaurants out there. You can't fucking shit on an entire country's food. Like, nobody in Mexico knows how to cook. Speaking of that, on the flight back from Miami, there was two Italian guys, literally from Italy, who were so fucking loud, it made me never want to go to Italy, and I've always wanted to be there. I've always wanted to go there. They were like characters from a movie. They were speaking Italian as loud as you could. The whole fucking flight. And one of these fat fucking bastards, the other guy was skinny, the other guy was fat, right? Speaking of Laurel Hardy, he kept hitting the woman's chair next to me. He had his foot up in between the window and her seat at one point. And, you ever just want to be like invade someone's body so they'll do what you want them to do? Kind of like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. That's what I wanted to do, somehow morph into her body and then take a pen and just stab that guy right in the bottom of his fucking forehead, you fucking dick. What a fuck. He just kept fucking walking around. He just looked like a big spoiled brat. I'm not saying all Italians are like this, okay? But this guy, you know, he was like a fucking mama's boy. You could just tell. He just got everything he wanted in life, you know? He wanted another meatball, and they fucking gave it to him, and that's why he's a fat bastard. And that's why he has to stand up during the flight and fucking lean on the chair. At one point, he literally, he was on diagonally behind me, and he's fucking leaning over our fucking row like he just ran a marathon or he's fucking ran suicides trying to make a hoop team, right? So his fucking hand is in my side, and I literally fucking elbowed his hand. I just, you know, I don't know if that broke some sort of 9/11, are you a terrorist fucking code, but it's just... I always wanted to go to Italy. I know I still do, but right now I don't. I really don't. Speaking of great food, Italian food could never, ever, ever, ever be overrated. It's the best fucking food out there, and their wine's insane. You ever had that Barolo? Is that what it's called? That red wine? It's fucking insane. 70, 75 bucks, you know? Go out, get a bottle, you know, and just have a glass. Don't be a douche. Don't fucking start swigging it like a pirate, okay? It's a fucking great wine. All right, moving on here. Here's a white wine. White wine's overrated. This is his reason. White wine, and then in parentheses, it just says, shit sucks. I like that. That's not alliteration, is it? It's just, I don't know. White wine. Yeah, it is. White wine, shit sucks. Two syllables, two syllables. That's like a full house of fucking grammar. Or two pair, anyways. All right, cats. Cats are overrated. They have no right to be classed anywhere near a dog. Home theater surround sound. It's cool for about 2 months, and then it's a pain in the ass. Let me tell you something. I forget who wrote this shit, but you know what? This person is onto some stuff. Surround sound does suck. And you remember when you got it, right, and you had to fucking figure out how to run the wires down along the wall and then behind your couch without any company seeing it? Then you had that, and then a year later they came up with the wireless shit, then you got to somehow drill a hole in your fucking wall. And then, you know what I mean? Then it's like just, it's just too fucking loud. You got literally IMAX sound in a fucking 30-square-foot room. At least I did, a one-bedroom apartment. Oh, here's one. This one might set off some people here. Somebody said Oliver Stone is overrated. Guy makes horrible movies. Natural Born Killers, Scarface, Any Given Sunday. Only good one he ever made was People vs. Larry Flint. All right, you might get some people arguing on that one. And did he? I thought Brian De Palma did Scarface. Did Oliver Stone write it or something? I wasn't a fan of Natural Born Killers. I didn't like how it reminded me of Madonna. Like, you're like, oh my God, Madonna's so fucking cheesy. She stinks. And then she has the out of like, no, it's supposed to be cheesy. I'm mocking pop music, you know, that type of shit. I thought Natural Born Killers was like that. It's like, I got it. I got it within the first 5 minutes. I got it. I was over it. And then the whole defense of the movie is like, that's the point, man. It's like the violence, you don't even have a reaction to it. It's like you're immune to it. No, dude, that movie sucked. There was some great performances, but all those fucking edits, it was fucking ridiculous. It's like one of those SNL movies where they just, it's a sketch and they stretch it out into a movie. That's what I felt Natural Born Killers was like, you know? It was like, I got it. I got it. I got it. And you're still doing it. It was one note. All right, last couple, and then we're going to wrap this up. Kanye West, he said, I like two songs, but he seems way too cocky and overplayed on the radio and TV. Kind of seems like you just don't like Kanye. Tupac, just because he's dead doesn't mean that he was great. He had about 5 good songs out of 10 million. You know what? I'm going to have to agree with that. I never, you know what it is about Tupac? He never switched up the way he phrased his shit or his flow or whatever the fuck he's supposed to say. Every song was the same cadence. That yubba dubba dee da da dubba da, and I think I'm going to die. Everything. A rose in the concrete. It was a single mother. And I think I'm going to die. Ugh, it's fucking terrible. You know what it was about that guy? He had like those fucking... He had those adopt-a-dog, big brown fucking eyeballs. You know when Sarah McLachlan sings that song? In the eyes of the river. Yeah, he had that fucking face. So everybody liked him, and then he wrote a bunch of shit on his stomach. And then he had his cadence, and he was more of a hypnotist. I like Biggie way better. There we go. That ought to start a fucking debate. Who do you like better? Huh? You know what? Why don't you guys send me something? The band that's getting all the attention and the person you think should be. You know what I mean? And don't say Nickelback, because everybody picks on them. We all know they're I don't know if they suck. They're just annoying. All right. The last few here. Overrated. iPhones. Organic produce. Blondes. Breasts. And religion. Organic produce. I like that one. Because I buy that shit, and it's fucking expensive. And I don't feel a whole lot better. I think that might be it. Oh, one guy was fucking annoyed about the tattoo comment that I made last week about those sleeves people get. You know, I like seeing like one cool tattoo surrounded by a bunch of skin so I can see what the fuck it is. You know what I mean? As opposed to, it just looks like somebody scribbled all over somebody's fucking arm. Then what happens is you're fucking looking at the guy's arm trying to figure out what it is. Then he starts thinking you're looking at him, and then you're in a fucking situation. You know, it's like, dude, well, maybe if you didn't have fucking Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner on your goddamn elbow, I wouldn't have to look at you so fucking long. But anyways, this is what this guy says. He says, okay, I have to chime in about the tattoo sleeve topic on this week's podcast. I agree that there are a lot of paper gangsters. I guess phony people are out there getting ink done lately, but usually it's something queer, like a barbed wire armband, or some tribal-ass shit, or some gay-ass cartoon. It's fucking dumb. All right, just to stop this paragraph for a second and do a little history of tattoos that I've noticed, the hacky tattoo to get in the 90s was the barbed wire armband. Even Pamela Anderson has it, or the fucking date rapist, frat boy, tribal fucking one. But the gay-ass cartoon one, that was more of a late 70s. That was like a 70s, what was that pot thing everybody was into the 70s? Zippy or some shit. What the fuck was that guy? Somebody was here? Or was that World War II? I don't know. But back then, yeah, like I worked in a warehouse with this guy in the fucking 80s, and he had Yosemite Sam, Yosentimi. I can't say that word. How do you say that word? Yosemite. I just try to say it fast. You have a word, you can't say it, so you just start to say it fast. That's what I do with that. Yosemite Sam on his fucking... He has it basically on his leg just to the right of his ball bag. And I know what you're thinking, Bill. Like, what, were you blowing the guy? How the fuck did you see that? Well, here's my defense. It was the 80s, okay? And he was wearing Larry Bird level shorts, fucking grape smugglers. And someone was thinking about it, getting a tattoo. When he was at work, he goes, I got a tattoo. And he fucking lifts his fucking... And even back then, we're looking at it. Okay. What, you got Daffy Duck on your ass cheek, you fucking idiot? All right, let me finish reading this guy's complaint. Okay, that being said, there is a lot of hardcore tat people out there with nice-looking sleeves and not some shit just thrown together. Okay, well, you know what? That's a decent point, because there's a ton of people doing stand-up who just have jokes thrown together. I guess, okay, I get it. All right. But he said, I was trying to get pics of my sleeve and my leg, but MySpace wouldn't let me upload it. But anyways, I hate how everyone's getting tattooed, but if you're someone who keeps count of your tats, you're a fucking fag and should stick with a henna temp tattoo. Hey, man, I got 4 tattoos the size of a fucking quarter. Fucking pussies. This guy's getting angry towards the end of this. I think I got to finish this. The best is when they try to act tough and out the pound, and show off the pint-sized tat in your face like they're all tough. Now, because they cried for 5 minutes while the guy did the work. There's one of the reasons why I don't read all these fucking things is because I'm not good at reading out loud and people aren't good at putting together sentences. Anyways, that being said, not all ink is overrated. Just the fags who get the My Little Pony on their ass cheeks. Dot, 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 dot. Fuck. Okay. Little wordy, but I get your point. All right. Well, there you go. That's this week's podcast for the second fucking time. Thanks to everybody who's been adding these questions and stuff like that. sending me questions and adding to the podcast. And the underrated, overrated, all that type of stuff. It's all going good. Please let people know about my special on August 31st. And please come back and check out my page, because hopefully in the next 24 hours, my new video clip hyping my special. I kind of went out and just did some random shit to try and hype it, and I put it up on YouTube. But it's going to be up on my page. And I'm going to have to douche a couple of those other videos just because it's taking too long to load my page, some people are telling me. So I think I'm going to have to get rid of some of the old and bring in the new. And with that, I just hit power on my fucking Prius here. You hear that? You hear how quiet that is? I'm in drive right now. I just turned on the lights. Isn't this exciting? All right, you guys have a good week, and I will talk to you next week. That is it.